Hello, this is James Grumvig with Decentralized.media on the show Unrestricted Warfare. We're going to talk about state nationals today. Well, what's that? Well, we'll find out with my guest and good friend, Michelle Ford, who has been on my show several times in the past, my other network, and we're just going to rock and roll. But there's a lot going on in the world. Boeing CEO resigned. Well, it gets better than that. We now have what? We have Russia ready for World War III because of the theater, and it wasn't ISIS that did it. It was Ukrainian Azov Nazis. So let's get that clear. And we're going to rock and roll right in that direction. Four videos coming up. Now, we know the Western press lies because that's what they love to do. Next video. What do I mean? You got Ukrainian Azov Nazis wearing ISIS patches. ISIS, remember, you know, the guys from the Middle East, warriors, they certainly do not dress up as Ukrainian Nazis, do they? No. So we know the AP and everything else in the West, all Western media are lying. That's all right. This is the start of World War III, the kinetic version of World War III, in my opinion. Now let's go a little more in the attack, and then we're going to show what Russia intends to do. They're already beginning.
Сюда иди, блядь! Ёбаный в рот!
Паника, тише, паника, спокойно,
все будет нормально.
Now, Russia has a special way of dealing with the terrorists. They took one into the Russian winterland in the forest. Obviously, frost deprivation. And what else did they do with him? Oh, they cut off his ear. They gave him a little Van Gogh, right? And they took another one, stripped him down, and they tied a car battery to his testicles, and they gave him a couple of charges, and they're going to get them to speak and squeal and everything else. Because we're not here. Russia's not playing games. They're in the middle of a war. You might not approve the tactics, but you know what? We got to get an end of the cabal, and however it's done, it's done. I don't condone anything, but here we go. So here's Russia's real retaliation. Not picking on the 11 or 14 suspects they caught, 140 dead, but they're already on the move with heavy equipment, military equipment. Here we go. All moving west. So you thank your politicians in the West for the coming war that we're going to be in, because there was never any peace brokerage, any peacemaker in the past 2.5 years, Macron, nobody in the West, not a single political leader in the West, decided to draw a real peace treaty. No one's brokering anything. Blame all the West. Blame them. They kept you locked down with COVID. They lied to you about the vaccines. They're starting World War III. You can blame them. I'm just letting you know where to put the blame. It's them. It has nothing to do with Putin. He's shown enormous restraint in the last 2.5 years. Well, restraint's coming off. The gloves are coming off, and Russia's going to town. Let's get into the PowerPoint and bring on our guest in a moment. Here's Michelle for True Freedom in State Nationals. She will explain a lot of this today. It is part of the two-tier system we've always lived in. One is common law, the U.S. Constitution, state constitutions, and another one is the Babylonian matrix, the beast system that we need to exit, right? The one that's kept us enslaved for thousands of years, literally. Here we are, unrestricted warfare. You know where to find us. We're going to be launching decentralized.media probably in a week or so, just letting you know. So you can find us for now on rumble.com, Red Pill Project. So Michelle, you and I can talk about this because you and I know a lot about vaccines, unfortunately, with your experience as a mother, my experience as a father of vaccine-injured kids. So the World Health Organization has a pandemic treaty that's going to be ratified in early May. And finally, the British admit that the WHO could dictate lockdown policy in England. I'm going to say they're not could. I would scratch off could. They will. I would replace could with will. The WHO will dictate lockdown policy. What is your feelings on this? Because it's coming from the United States, Michelle.
Okay, so here's, while you've got this up here, I want to point something out. Okay, bottom, on in my view, it's the bottom left-hand side of the screen where it says Tory MPs push 5 strikes. I don't want to divert, but this is important for what we're going to talk about today. Okay, see how it says Tory MPs, right? Tory military police, just
Parliament members,
Okay, members of parliament. Okay, the point I'm trying to make is the word Tory, because it's also above, in just straight above, Tory MPs have warned, blah, blah, right?
Yep.
Okay, this country has been, our country has been being run by Tories. What are Tories? Tories are British territorial, United States of America, British subcontractors. Okay, so this, it couldn't be more perfect of a segue to begin our conversation, because the World Health Organization does have a member in the British territorial subcontractor system.
Yep.
The issue is that as Americans, we have not known that our British subcontractor Tories have taken over our country. Now, listen, I'm not against British people, so I want to make sure everybody knows that. But what I am trying to say is that our nation, our country has been being run by a foreign actor this whole time since the Civil War.
Actually, and, before that, we can go back to 1811, 1812, but go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, we had an American government that was running just fine from 1776 until, you know, President Lincoln, essentially.
Yeah.
And the cover story, you know, you were talking about basically the cover story earlier, right? The shell game, the magic trick that got pulled, okay, is that we were always taught that there was a fight between the North and the South, and it was simply, you know, the whole issue was over slavery. But we were taught that it was over, you know, these plantation owner, you know, private guys that had slaves. Okay.
Right. That you're taught that in school, but you're not taught about the 1871 Act.
Right. That's exactly
In which they created the Maritime Court of Washington, D.C., which is the 41st Congress did that in 11 pages, in which we had United States of America Corporation had to pay England into perpetuity taxes and everything else.
Right. Well, and here's the rub. Okay. It was United States, and United States, meaning the Pope, or, you know, the papacy, all roads lead to Rome, right?
Yeah.
We have two foreign actors that were supposed to be subcontractors, right? The British territorials were only supposed to be running the water jurisdiction, which are navigable inland waterways and the high seas, as well as our ports, airports, seaports, border crossings, that sort of a thing, right?
Yeah.
And then the air jurisdiction is global, all run by the Pope ever since essentially the Council of Nicaea, okay, early 300s. So they have the air jurisdiction, global air jurisdiction. So we were sort of kind of forced into these contracts because the Pope owns the air and, you know, the monarchy owns the water jurisdiction. So what ended up happening, and I'm oversimplifying just for brevity, but the fact of the matter is during the Civil War, which was a mercenary conflict, much like what we're seeing with between Ukraine and Russia, right? It was never a properly declared war. There was no Continental Congress that approved of a war, number one. Number two, because it wasn't a properly declared war, there was never any formal peace treaty during the Civil War, you know, at the conclusion of the Civil War either.
Yep.
So what ended up happening is the Americans just kind of went, wow, you know, I'm sure at the time there were awake people, kind of like how you're awake, okay, who were speaking out against what was going on. And several, you know, lawsuits happened during that time period, but they just marched on, fooling everybody, claiming that they're running the show. And because they use very similar names in, quote, United States of America under the 1789 Constitution, that's the British Territorial Constitution, okay, yep. Water jurisdiction. And then the 1790 Constitution, which is the, quote, United States Constitution, the papacy. So Americans just kind of quietly ended up getting to where we are today, which is a bunch of fraud, deceit. And Americans are waking up to this fact and correcting the record, because part of the fraud was converting us into property of the government, which is why, as long as people believe that they are citizens of both of these, the British territorials and the papist municipal governments, if you're a citizen under those, then yeah, this WHO treaty is going to apply to you because the Tories said so. So if you are a subject of the Tories, then by all means, this is going to apply to you.
They're going to try to ram this down our throat, but we're at the end of the show, I believe. Let's go to the next slide. Good start. So here it is. Boeing CEO resigned. That's a big deal, because this clown and the board of directors, which are a bunch of clowns, should all be personally sued. Why? Well, I used to be in construction management. You know, for people that cut corners with fudging fake inspection reports on concrete decks at Yankee Stadium and other places, they'll end up in jail for 25 years. True story.
They're lucky, that's what's going to happen.
True story. Here, this guy gets a golden parachute, walks out, and he was the one, along with his board of directors. What do they actually do? They actually said, well, quality control is not a value add. I'm like, wait, what? Quality control, safety is everything, especially in a plane. It's not like a car. You can survive car accidents, but when the plane falls out of the sky, crashes and burns, the chance of survival, very small, extremely small. So for him to sit there and basically damage the reputation of Boeing for a long time, right? Put safety and quality control on the back burner, and it's all coming on top of all of the main airline carriers vaccinating their pilots. We got a recipe for disaster. You want to weigh in on any point of this?
Well, okay. So I think that this is going to be among the group of those that are ultimately held accountable for the fraud. This is just a symptom, okay, of people waking up to the fact that this country's been being run by foreign commercial interest.
Yep.
And this guy's just one of the faces who, you know, listen, there's a guy by the name of, oh my gosh, Steve something or other, I forget his name right now, who basically said stupid people fall for lies and graft and, you know,
and
you know what? And they go for the shiny object, the bigger paycheck, the bonus.
But the worst part is we're under the Bar Association, right? This corrupt legal system, which Donald Trump did us a favor by not challenging the election immediately, but not conceding either in 2021, and then showing the entire corrupt political, judicial, law enforcement system for the last 3.5 years. He has absolutely exposed all of it. He's exposed the Supreme Court. He's exposed all of these renegade AGs in different cities and states. He's exposed all the political corruption, all the election corruption. And you're right, this is just another spoke in the wheel of corruption, but we have it. And so why is this guy not concerned about being arrested? Because the law enforcement are what? The CEOs of the sheriffs of CEOs of their counties. They're not law enforcement. They're part of the corporate foreign entity.
That's exactly right.
Right? The Bar Association is a foreign legal system. It is not American common law. So this guy gets tried in common law. He might not have done what he did, but he knows he can get away with it in the current system. But I think the current system's got to collapse because no one's going to trust it anymore.
Right. Well, you know, here he is, a CEO, right?
Yep.
How they end up getting away with a bunch of stuff in that legalese system is that they all have titles, right?
Yeah.
The titles obfuscate what's really going on, which is there's a man behind the curtain, right?
Yep.
There's a man behind the title. And, oh, well, the CEO resigns, so he's no longer a CEO.
And he's part of the corporation, and they protect corporations, This is how it's all done. And at worst case, he might get a less of a golden parachute, right? And Boeing is going to get fined something, whatever. This is how the game's played, though, right?
That is how it's played. Yeah. And to finally see that, you know, the man behind the curtain, it's sort of like the Wizard of Oz, right?
And he's one of many behind the curtain, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, you know, people are going to start seeing this kind of these kind of headlines more and more frequently as days move forward here, because the fraud, the veil has sort of been torn, if you will. And now people are finally able to see on the other side and see what the heck is really going on, which is all of these corporate shills, okay, have been trying to keep the truth hidden from average everyday people. But the people have had enough time now to look into what's going on and see behind the curtain. And frankly, they're angry and upset. And there's a way that we can deal with this without having to go to war or, fight. I think that's the biggest problem, is people who speak out against this are being deemed as domestic terrorists or, you know, belligerents or, you know, insurrectionists, as we saw on January 6th, right? So people who have had enough are being targeted as somehow violent, angry, out of control people. But we do have a way, a very simple way of fixing this, which I know we'll talk about after you go through your slides.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, let's just talk about, I did a great show the other day with George Lewis, the astrologer, on the coming April 8th eclipse, which has so many different levels of meanings, from spiritual to biblical to political to potential earthquakes in the New Madrid fault line. And now we got a geomagnetic storm to go along with the trillions of cicadas, the two different broods, 13 and 17 years, are coming together this spring. And it's like, this is biblical. Are you kidding? And what's interesting is, you know, people, the English version of the Bible is the third translation, right? The original language is Hebrew. Then eventually went to Greek and then eventually English. So the translation, sometimes I get lost in translation. I know it says locusts in Revelation and a couple other books in the Bible, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's locust. Sometimes the translation is closer to insects.
Mm-hmm.
So we might be seeing this locust storm of cicadas to go along with everything else. But let me read this, which just popped up yesterday. Geomagnetic storm, severe geomagnetic storm alert. Key message: what is a severe geomagnetic storm? A major disturbance in Earth's magnetic field, often varying intensity between lower levels and severe storm conditions over the course of the event. What should you do? The public should not anticipate adverse impacts and no action is necessary, but they should stay properly informed. So no one knows what could possibly happen. Technologies can be disrupted, right? Communications can be disrupted. Grids, power grids can be disrupted. And would this be similar to the 2000 earthquake swarms that took place in 1811 and 1812, when they had a similar eclipse conjunctions we do today in the New Madrid fault line, which is up in Northeast Missouri and Southern Illinois. Is that a possibility? What do I mean? Well, today's the 25th of March. And what happened today? What's the start? It's the start of a two-week partial lunar eclipse that leads right into the April 8th full solar eclipse that cuts across our country, the third solar eclipse in 7 years. And on top of it, we have this thing called a Devil's Comet, which comes around like every 71 years or so. That's in the sky in a certain area. And that those three things I just mentioned occurred in 1811 and 1812. And that led what? The Rothschilds, and we'll talk about the banking world.
Oh, right.
Led the Rothschilds to fight the United States. The United States refused to give in to all the Constitution because they want to change the Constitution yet again. And that started the War of 1812. So the War of 1812 was started by the Rothschilds, the bankers. Well, what's interesting now is on the back end of this huge 200 plus year cycle, what do we have? We had the death of Jacob Rothschild a month ago. We had the Federal Reserve ending, basically stop being the Federal Reserve. It cannot create fiat. The banks can't create fiat money anymore. That happened on the 11th of March. So you have now the opposite. So what started the War of 1812, we're now coming to maybe no wars after World War III with Russia and the end of the banking system. I think that's positive. Michelle, what are your thoughts?
Well, certainly, I think we have to be prepared that people are going to freak out. Okay. So there have to be people like you and, you know, and me and others that kind of keep the feet on the ground.
Yep.
But listen, pinch yourself. You're okay. Everything's okay. You don't have to freak out. But I predict that with this whole, you know, they're ramping everything up, this geomagnetic storm, and then whoop, it's going to be the perfect cover story for when all of the bank accounts, you know, the FDIC bail-in that we've been told about, right? They're just going to suddenly, oh, wow, the money's gone. Sorry, everybody. We don't know where it went. We don't know how much you had before the geostorm, you know? So they're trying to avoid this run on the banks, right? Which is why they closed so many branches during the quote, you know, the pandemic, making it impossible for people to keep track of what the heck is going on with the different banks. So many bank closures closed permanently. But the fact of the matter is people, they're gearing people up for panic, right? And so many alternative, you know, guys like you, you've got your alternative independent media. They've been warning people about panic, but they're, you know, that word is out in the ether now.
It is out there. Mm-hmm. It gets shared millions of times on different social media platforms.
Right.
So it's interesting to see how this is all going to play out. In the meantime, they want to try to censor us from having discussions like this.
Right.
And everything's coming together. And the World Health Organization doesn't want any resistance to the pandemic ratification. But of course, I'm going to bring it. And a lot of others are going to bring it.
Yeah. Well, and know that it doesn't apply to you if you're categorized as a man, as opposed to a, quote, person or a, quote, citizen. Okay. If you don't have a title, right, then that WHO treaty really doesn't apply to you. The problem that we have is that the, you know, lesser magistrates, okay, are unaware that they have an obligation to do the right thing, regardless of if they have a tyrant giving them orders that will otherwise harm people, right?
Yep.
You know, you can't be an order follower and go, oh, I'm just doing my job, ma'am, right? If you get orders from headquarters telling you that you need to harm people. It's the jig is up on that. People are not going to be tolerating this any longer. And so it will be the lesser magistrates. What I mean by that is, you know, not the one in charge. Well, of course, there's going to be accountability there. But when it's boots on the ground, and you've got some micro tyrant working the door at your favorite, grocery store. It's that guy, the one that says you can't come in without your vaccine passport or your whatever. It's time to start holding those people accountable. because those are the lesser magistrates. All right. Same thing with, like, you know, police officers on the side of the road that want to tell you that, you know, because you're, I don't know, your registration is overdue, that somehow you've lost your mind and now you're a hazard to the road. Okay. Because the sticker, hasn't been placed on your license plate yet.
The state corporation sticker. All right.
Correct. It's all the statutes and codes, rules, regulations, policies, ordinances, mandates, and measures. Okay. So it's all of that, that we have to differentiate between the laws of nature and nature's God, which the law is written on our hearts, right? Yep. We know inherently if we do something wrong. I don't have to tell you. If you lie, you might be the best actor in the world and I wouldn't know it. But inside of your heart, you would know if you lied, right? Or if you stole something, or if you cheated somebody out of something, you would know. We need to restore some common sense around here, because people are that feeling of like something is really wrong. When you can get pulled over for going a few miles an hour, over the quote speed limit, this man-made thing, okay, and that now you have to genuflect to some man-made decision that was put in place by a small group of people who stood to profit from those rules and regulations, right? They've been profiting handsomely for many, many, many years, many generations now, and so the good news is while the veil has been lifted, there is going to be that natural process of people, you know, first they're freaking out in shock, then they're going to go through this anger, then mourning. And then it's like, you know, people are going to have to grow up really fast during the next, you know, coming months, weeks, months, years, as yep. they're putting their big boy and big girl American, you know, pants on and being the We the People government that we were supposed to be all along. So,
understood.
Yeah.
So I want to promote a couple of your sites and then we'll go to the Rumble page in the next slide, but tassa.americanstatenationals.org. What will people find there?
Okay. So, and I just want to also add that it really does need the https://, because otherwise the, you know, internet bots won't let you find the page. So anyway, tassa.americanstatenationals.org is the countrywide website where people could find their state coordinator who will help them to locate their state recorder who can help them with their paperwork. Because here's the thing, all 50 states have been called by the United States of America, the unincorporated American government. Okay, we've been called to restore the American government on all 50 states because we've been essentially vacated, if you will. We haven't been cleaning our own house. Okay. So we've been summoned by the appropriate summoning authority to get this work done. And I'm the coordinator for the California Assembly. And so part of my job is to get out and educate people about this process, because two things have to happen. Number one, men and women who are otherwise categorized as males or females, any other title, right? Something other than what you find, you know, in Genesis, God created man, God created woman. Okay. And then everything else is a title. So, yep. So what you have to do is correct the record, because everywhere people look, they're either males, females, they're, you know, persons, individuals, residents, humans, aliens, you know, all kinds of titles, including Mr., Ms., Mrs., you know, Miss, and every career, right, that ends in IR, OR, EE, IST, IAN, ECT,
yep,
and ETC. Okay. So everything else is a title. So if you want to have all of the property rights, okay, that were promised to you by the one that created you, then you have to acknowledge who you actually are when you look in the mirror. And who you are is none of your titles. And that is sometimes a really big wake-up call for people who have been, you know, educated into a certain title, they just have to know that when, you know, when you go to the office, you might serve as the Boeing CEO, but when you go home, when you clock out, you are a man or a woman again. And all of the confusion about all the different genders and all of that is intended to cause confusion, because as long as you accept something fake, then they can perpetuate rules and regulations, mandates, measures, ordinances, policies against you, right? Statutes.
And good news is Bavaria is fighting against the state of Bavaria in Germany. The state of Alabama have all now gone against the identity politics, the diversity nonsense. And now there's actually a backlash, which I think will turn into a wave at some point.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Because you know what? Like I said, all 50 states are doing this. People are pushing back against this globalist agenda. People inherently know that the bigger the government, the more control mechanisms, especially because of a corporate mindset and the mindset of order following. Okay. America was not founded by order followers. I mean, let's look back at the Unanimous Declaration of Independence from 1776. They said, no more. We're done with you. Yeah. And that's what makes America exceptional. And so for people who are stuck in isms and ists, you know, racism and sexism and, you know, all the isms and special, and then the specialists.
Scientism, which is known to be fiction.
Multiculturalism. You know, these are all sciences, you know, sciences that have been perpetuated by people who give themselves titles that end in ist. Okay.
Yep.
You know, any kind of pushing an agenda upon others. That's not the American way. That's the Maoist way. So people are having the opportunity to correct the public record and become men or women, you know, a man or a woman again. And when you do that, then you inherently are considered American if you were born here, or if you adopted this nation, you know, this country. You would be correcting the status of your state of the union, right? So I was born on California, and not only did I become a woman again, thank God, but I also became a Californian. So now I have the birthright, not only privilege, but duty, frankly, to be a participant in the We the People government that's required. Only Californians could restore California. That kind of makes sense, right?
Sure does.
So all 50 states are doing this. And so collectively, when we properly stand up our jural assemblies and have our functional courts in our proper jurisdiction, we can invoke something called Ex parte Milligan from 1866. And we could then offer everyone a We the People court, right? People court, common law court. We have superior concurrent general jurisdiction over land, sea, and air issues. The only things that we do not have authority to run are things that are outside of our jurisdiction, such as, you know, British Admiralty issues, which would be, you know, we won't be, quote, litigating, if you will. We won't be having issues in our courts regarding a corporate statute that applies to a particular business or a particular, you know, well, that would be, I guess, maritime commerce court. But needless to say, we are helping people by educating them how to be themselves again. Okay. And that, by the way, is how we're going to make America great again.
glad to hear it. Very glad. Let's talk about Anna Reitz. I followed her, especially back in 2020. During the lockdowns, we all had a lot of time sitting around letting the states and cities and national government all shut us down, lock us down, pick winners and losers as far as businesses. The whole thing was corrupt to the core. Talk to us about Anna Reitz.
Okay, so Anna von Reitz. Okay, this is kind
That's
of her,
it.
This is her pen name. Her born name is Anna Maria Reisinger, but she has a shortened name. In order to, you know, she's an author and she's got a bunch of books and over 4,700 articles. So she's a historian, both in local, you know, American history. She's also a world historian and has an incredible, incredible archive of documents. She's the fiduciary for the United States of America. And when I say the, I'm saying with a capital T, that is the American Federation of States. You might remember that terminology from high school, the Federation of States. And she's also married to the head of state, James Belcher. And because of James's, I don't know if it's like his great, great, great grandfather, but William Belcher, who was a, I think he was a general or a colonel in the Continental Army from Connecticut. And because of Marquis de Lafayette and his relationship with George Washington, you know, William Belcher was a bona fide sovereign from, you know, king, only sovereigns could grant others sovereignty, right? That's how it's always been. That's how it is today. Except right here for Americans. What ended up happening is Marquis de Lafayette was like, hey, why don't we use what William the Conqueror did when he granted, you know, sovereignty to all of the clansmen that helped him to defeat the Saxons. Why not do the same thing here? So this is another thing that adds to American exceptionalism, and that is anyone born here, no matter what your race is, okay, no matter what, as long as you were born here or you permanently adopt this this land, then you are American in the international sense, okay? So what he did was he called on William from Connecticut to grant sovereignty to anyone born here or anyone who adopts this land. And that's exactly what ended up happening. And that's why we have something called the right to bear arms, right? The Second Amendment has largely focused on the idea of, you know, gun ownership or firearms. But in the world of heraldry, it's a study regarding coats of arms. This is the right of all people to have their own, you know, be the king of your own castle. And I don't mean like actual royalty, you know, like, oh, we're claiming to be members of the royal family in Britain. But what I am saying is that we have the right to bear arms, meaning that we have the right to declare our own sovereignty right here on this land. And that's exactly what is happening. So there's a movement going on, whether people know about it or not. I call it the Great American Restoration. As you know, 50 states are locking arms. The plan ultimately is to restore the Confederation, which again, we were lied to about what the Confederation is. The Confederation is actually each state of the Union, okay, each state of state, meaning like the capital T state of California, which would be the Californians restoring the government, okay?
Yep.
Each of us collectively would be called the Confederation. It's just simply a function of being able to, and it's an instrumentality so we can do business across state lines with one another. Like if California wants to get, you know, maple syrup from Vermont, we could do that, right? We could, as the state of California restored government, we could trade with, you know, the state of Vermont to get some goods from across state lines. So the whole idea of the Confederation was totally lied. There was a full agenda, just the way
everything's a lie.
Yeah,
now, I understand
COVID
that
was an agenda, you know? Yeah,
of course. But USA Incorporated has been around for 150 years, but I understand that Donald Trump began a process of bankruptcy for the USA Incorporated because it is bankrupt. So every time I see a $34 trillion we're in debt, I'd say, well, that we're not, you and I are not in debt. The country tech is not in debt. The corporation's in debt. And the corporation belonged to Rothschilds, and Rothschilds is dead, and their banking system's going down. So I'm not concerned at all. In fact, I think the Republic of the United States, which is where we're all heading, I think is wonderful. I think, you know, it's do away with the corporation. They're going to completely empty out Washington. That process has started, right? They started dismantling the Federal Reserve. They're taking down other buildings, gutting them. So this stuff's happening. So the federal centralized power structure is going away in Washington, D.C. And in fact, I don't think it's going to be called D.C. anymore. It's not longer the District of Columbia. I think you can see on some of FEMA's press releases on in some airports is just called Washington, because this process has already started. But that's at the superstructure, the high level. You're talking about the American people taking back their rights, right?
Yes.
Getting rid of their false titles
and voluntarily become a man or a woman again. And by the way, that you mentioned something really important, and I don't want to skip over it. When you were talking about the Federal Republic, okay, this is a super key piece. And if it's okay with you, I would like to be able to share. Can I do a screen share?
Yeah, let me give you multiple participants. You go ahead.
Because your audience really needs to be able to grasp this, okay? Because otherwise we're going to keep going in this, like in a circular fashion, okay? So our American government is actually in charge of the federal government, okay? The American government is the Union of States. And notice the capital T because it's part of the name, right? Some people think it doesn't matter, but if it was a lowercase t, as in, the, that means it's not part of the name, okay? So keep that in mind. The United States from 1776 is the national soil level, which is counties across all 50 states. And then we've got the Federation of States, the Federation, which is comprised of the land, all of the people that on their state who are state capital S, capital C, state citizens, who roll up their sleeves and say, all right, I'm going to help form the state government. And then we've got the Confederation, which has to be reconstructed before we can re-empower that 1787 land jurisdiction federal constitution. So this is being reconstructed first by state citizens on all 50 states. We are the employers, just as you heard about in school. By the way, okay, notice how there's not a circle around the Great Seal. That's because the American government does not have the enumerated authorities found in the constitutions. Okay, this is an important history lesson here. The other thing I want to point out is that Americans, our nation, every nation in the world that's recognized on the international conversation has two major flags, one for times of peace and one for times of war. All we have ever known is our wartime flag, this Title IV flag. Okay, we've only ever known Old Glory. But if you go back in history, there have been times when we were at peacetime and everyone was hanging their peacetime flag. Okay, now we're going to go down into the branches of the federal government, because the federal government are our employees, okay? And what needs to be reconstructed is the land jurisdiction federal republic, okay? Because, and this does have enumerated authorities as indicated by the solid circle around the Great Seal. This is the 1787 Constitution, the very first constitution. And you might remember that it was colloquially referred to and in fact, also the supreme law of the land, right? Remember how we learned that in school? It's the supreme law of the land. So that is the contract known as the, which lowercase t, constitution of the United, lowercase u, okay, lowercase u, because it's not part of the name,
yep.
States of America, because the Confederation is called States of America. Okay, so the party to the Constitution, the party to the first Constitution, the employer of the first Constitution is the American government as States of America. And so that's why the contract is called the Constitution for the United States of America in 1787. So the Federal Republic is going to be reconstructed, but it's not now, and it doesn't have a president despite popular belief. In fact, Anna Von Reitz sent Donald Trump when he was elected, I think she sent it before he got into office, she sent him a training manual explaining exactly how to get this done. All the proper nouns, all the proper spelling, all the proper styling.
Syntax.
Exactly. So Donald Trump I'm assuming he would have read this incredible packet that she put together just for him, okay? Explaining this in great detail so that he would know what to do, because he is the president, or was the president, of a British, okay, foreign corporation, which is this, right? And it's a democracy, okay? A democracy is a majority rule, which is why they're hell-bent on training all kids in all schools to be democracy minded. But the constitution for this one is the constitution of the, and then United is capitalized because it's part of the name. Okay. United States of America from 1789. And this one, runs what's called the sea jurisdiction, right? Because we got into a contract with the British Tories, the British territorials, and they run the high seas and the inland navigable waterways and the airports, seaports, and border crossings, just as I was mentioning earlier. They also run all the military bases. They also run the federal buildings and any of the other buildings that are part of sort of the their franchise system, because this is an incorporated entity. This is a for-profit government service provider. They're in the business of doing government work. So all of their staff, if you will, work as government workers. Now, am I against government workers? Absolutely not. Okay. I just want to point out how grateful I am that I have a garbage guy that comes to my house and picks up the trash and hauls it off to the, you know, to the dump. Okay. But the role would be more of a municipal job, okay, because we also have the papacy, right? Because again, all roads lead to Rome. The papacy runs the municipal government, which is known as the global air jurisdiction. So this is a plenary oligarchy. It's like some kind of a theocracy where, you know, the Pope is really at the top, and then he empowers, you know, families, like you mentioned the Rothschilds earlier. Okay.
Sure.
So you'll notice the styling of the Constitution of this one. It's the Constitution of the United States. United States. So they just dropped of America, okay? And it's from 1790, the Constitution of the United States. So this is the third Constitution. Now here's the really interesting thing about all of this, okay? Now, when we think about the land jurisdiction, okay, the land jurisdiction, and that people are of the land, right? If you've read the Bible, you know about the Abrahamic covenant and this promise perpetuity.
Keep going. Yep.
Okay, permanent. You know what? Into perpetuity. Thank you. There you go. That was a tongue twister. That the man, you know, man and women, right? Honor who created us. God created us, right? And so when we honor that, we have a promise of the land, and it's by faith alone that we shall be able to inherit the land. And so
right. Michelle, so we're looking at the law of the land is God, right? The common law. So you know, if you go to the first part, you have the law of the land, then you have the British, you have the maritime laws, law of the sea, and now you're talking about the law of the air. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, but this would be like admiralty law, right? So the British have the corporate admiralty law. I should say it another way. They have British territorial admiralty law. But I used to think that territorial meant land, right? That's how come I think a lot of people thought that. But British territorial, that word territorial in this context could be easily replaced with Commonwealth nation. Subcontractor, because think of like Guam, Puerto Rico, the American Samoan Islands, the Northern Mariana Islands, Washington, D.C., right? These are considered, you know, everybody knows, right? These are called Commonwealth nations. And there are lots of other Commonwealth nations around the world where we know it's just a little bit different, right? We know that Puerto Rico, although there's just like this weird misunderstanding exactly what is Puerto Rico. How come Puerto Ricans are not totally considered to be Americans, but yet they kind of are, because they kind of are US citizens, but they kind of are not, right? There's just this all this massive confusion about that. And that is because they are run by the British territorials. They have territories. But the territories are not from sea to shining sea. Okay. This is not the amber waves of grain and the mountain's majesty. Okay. This is a foreign subcontractor running a for-profit incorporated government service provider subcontractor. That's all it is.
Simply call this the Babylonian beast system, a corporate superstructure around the world. Michelle, we got five minutes left to let you know.
Okay. And the last thing is the maritime commerce. Okay. Is run by the Papist municipal government system. Okay. But listen, if they didn't name the contracts in such a similar fashion as what the American government was called, okay, and the jurisdictions run by Americans, it would have been much more easy for us to identify who's who. You know, if you had a government calling itself, you know, Google or the Gates Foundation or, you know, Twitter, you would know, oh, that's a company or a for-profit, you know, non-governmental organization, right? You would know. But they did that on purpose with semantic deceit. They confused all of the Americans back in the day. And all of this fraud has been explained in great and minute detail by Anna von Reitz, also known as Anna Maria Reisinger, an incredible historian, and for over 40 years has simply been trying to teach people, like, look here, go become a man again, go become a woman again. And then if you want to help with the Great Restoration, then also get involved with your state assembly and get the work done. Roll up your sleeves and be the American you always thought you were in the first place.
So you can go to Mop and Bucket on Rumble. And see hundreds of videos from Anna.
Well, yeah, there's kind of a mishmash because I never really intended to use the channel the way that I've ended up using it. But she just says so many brilliant things that I can't actually keep up with all of the incredible content that she has to create the, you know, snippets that really drive the points home, what people need to hear in an expedient fashion. I don't expect that people are going to be able to read through 4,700 articles like this, you know? So
No. I completely agree. They're not going to be able to do that. But they're going to start somewhere, and you might as well visit your website, which is you need the HTTPS /// right? They need that. And then the TASA dot
AmericanStateNationals.org. And you could find your state coordinator who can connect you with the appropriate state recorder to help you fix the fraud and get yourself back onto the land as a man or a woman again. And then from there, you can decide if you want to be involved in the Great Restoration or not. But just
correct your birth bond, which is a work of fiction, right?
It is a work of fiction, absolutely. It is evidence of the crime. Your birth certificate is proof that they have taken your they've created an identity for you, and they've trapped you into an incorporated model.
And they traded and made lots of money on your birth certificate.
That's exactly right.
In the bond market. In the bond market we don't know about.
And it binds you. It binds you into a corporate construct. So you get to break the bond and you get to help with this Great Restoration.
So Michelle, in a minute, how long does it take this process if they reach out to the state recorder?
Oh my gosh. So there's only three documents. Okay. There's a 1779 document available for free at TASA under the Paperworks tab. You just tailor it to your own name. And then you you also need two witness testimonies. The witness testimonies are people that you need, two people in your life that are over the age of 21, who have known you for at least 7 years, who are willing to take the document with your picture on it, that you have to create, hand them the document, and then tell them to go notarize it in blue ink, give it back to you, and be a good friend. Pay for their notary fees. You know, it's like 15 bucks. Okay.
Which is not expensive anyways. Yep. Go on.
No. Then you'll meet with your state recorder, who will watch you as you autograph yours. Okay. You'll put your red thumbprint touching your family name, and then they publish you. So they're going to walk you through a series of steps in order to put it on the public record. And they're going to need evidence of the crime. So ironically, they will need a copy of either your birth certificate or your naturalization certificate to prove that you got converted, just like pretty much everybody did. Because the hospitals, by the way, are the intake for all of this.
Of course they are.
That's why they call it a doctor. Okay, a doctor essentially converts you into the water system. And that's why they call it a doctor, because they dock you as though you are some sort of an inanimate vessel. And so the crime is the proof of the crime is the birth certificate, as if you got birthed in the marina. If you go down
amazing. I'm going to look into this. Boats. This sounds interesting. I've lived in Florida for 3 years, so I guess I can reach out to the Florida recorder now.
Oh my gosh. Absolutely. Yeah. Ralph Moore is the coordinator for the Florida Assembly. Florida is well on their way to standing up their court. And I mean, talk about a great educator. Ralph Moore is an incredible educator, does a great job. And you'd be in great hands down in Florida. In fact, on TikTok, Sovereign Mama, if you go to our California Assembly link tree, you'll find her Sovereign Mama TikTok channel, where, you know, she got over 100,000 followers in very short order, and TikTok just took it away like that. But she created a new one. The link is updated on our link tree, and she's on Florida, another great educator.
Great. Thank you, Michelle. This has been a fascinating hour. I'm going to say that right now. Everyone, it's time to take back your sovereignty. This is what it is. You are either a man or a woman. That's the end of the conversation. And you're definitely an American. Be proud. Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you, James.